Morehead State University's Eagle Diversity Education Center and the Camden Carroll Library have teamed up with Morehead Pride to bring a diversity and inclusion forum to MSU. The event will be held on Friday, October 6th at the library from 3 to 6 p.m. The forum is part of many other community discussions that the Diversity Education Center began doing last fall. Chris Blakely is the Minority Retention Coordinator for the Diversity Education Center. He says they hope events such as this will help bring forth discussion.
In partnership with that, next Friday, we will be partnering with Morehead Pride to have a diversity and inclusion forum, kind of in that same light of our community conversations that we've had in the past. So on Friday, from 3 to 6 in the library, in the Athena room, we will be having a conversation with three panelists who will be discussing different topic areas as it relates to the LGBTQ community, diversity, inclusion, HIV, AIDS awareness, and this kind of issues related to that particular community.
Blakely says with some of the recent events, it's important for students to discuss diversity in the community, country, and around the world. The EDC started the community conversations with this in mind.
Our goal, as you know, it's always been since we started our community conversations, was to, you know, help those around us, you know, improve our thinking, our empathy and our sympathy for different people who have different ideas of us, but really just foster a dialogue within our campus community where we can be able to discuss these difficult times, subject matters, but also challenge ourselves to be, you know, deeper thinkers as we are in institution of higher education. We know that one of the challenges is fostering civil dialogue inside and outside the classroom. So we kind of try to create these environments and atmospheres where we can have those conversations and gain additional knowledge outside of the classroom.
Along with the open forum, Blakely says Morehead Pride plans on exhibiting two sections of the AIDS Memorial Quilt.
The quilt exhibit will be actually in the library in the Athena room all week long. So that is something that's being sponsored by Morehead Pride in connection with the library as well. So that exhibit will be in the library starting October 2nd next week throughout Sunday, October 8th. And there's two sections of the quilt. It's kind of internationally celebrated as AIDS Memorial Quilt, and it'll be on display that week long.
The original quilt began in San Francisco during the mid-1980s during the AIDS crisis. Cleve Jones, a gay rights activist based in San Francisco, teamed up with fellow activist Mike Smith to form the Names Project Foundation. As the project grew in popularity, it eventually reached the National Mall in Washington, D.C. on October 11, 1987. With nearly 2,000 panels, the quilt covered a space larger than a football field. That weekend, nearly 500,000 people visited the display. The project is still one of the largest pieces of community folk art in the world. For WMKY News, I'm Logan Pemberton.